Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you're looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
This sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Good evening, everybody. Another Sunday night, another Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. We welcome everybody. Here we are already in January of the new year, 2015. I wish all of our listeners and everybody at the radio stations and everything just the best for this year. I hope everything just goes great for all your families and everybody else. And it's just exciting to be doing this. This is 4.5 years we've been doing the show, and thank you very much for the rankings and for just the kind words and for the many friends on Facebook. Okay, and again, if you haven't read my book yet, Rogue Town, you need to get that, because as I'm speaking, we are working on Rogue Town 2. You're going to, if you like true crime, organized crime, Wearing a Wire, with the foreword by a Pulitzer Prize winner, Anthony Dolan, went on to work for Ronald Reagan as his chief speechwriter for 8 years. He wrote all the stories in the newspaper that you'll be reading in this book about me and many other good, honest people that cracked down on this city, and we got 15 people indicted. So you'll enjoy that. So thank you for everything. And we got a great show tonight. I got an old friend that is on the show, and even though I've recorded with him musically, I didn't know a lot about his background, but I sure do now, because this guy has some background. He has 2 degrees. He's come out of college, and he taught high school math for 18 years. He's an accomplished musician who has, not only has he recorded songs with me, Vito Colucci, but he's recorded with Les Paul and numerous other people that we'll talk about. So he's got the day gig of teaching high school math. He has the week nights and weekend gig of playing with some of the top musicians in the country. And little did I know, because several years go by, he's on his 11th book, crime book, that he's written. And we're going to talk a lot about that. And I hear he's got a private eye featured in that. Not me, not like some of the other books that have been out there. Okay, not Andrew Gross or anybody like that. But he has his own character, and I want to talk to him a lot about that. Make sure that that PI he's writing about, this is a fiction now, don't forget, that the PI he's writing about does have a license to operate, or I'll be the first one to get him out of the business. So welcome to the show, Bob Stanhope. Welcome, Bob.
My guy has to have a license?
You got to have a license in the state.
Yes. I knew enough about the field to make sure that he was licensed to do it.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing fine.
Good. It's, why don't we start a little bit going back several years. Where were you brought up? Where did you live as a kid?
I grew up in Westchester County.
Okay.
Just north of New York City. For the folks in the area, they'll know where the Tappan Zee Bridge is.
Right.
There's a new one being built right now. But I grew up just a little south of there and watched them build the first one from the front porch of our apartment house.
Wow. That's something.
Oh, yeah, I'm old.
For a kid.
Yeah,
to watch
you said
that.
Old friend. You weren't kidding.
Well, yeah, old friend. Yeah. No, that's amazing. That's amazing. And as a kid, as you got to be a teenager, Bob, what did you want to be when you grew up?
You know, I would have liked to have been a pro golfer.
Mm.
I wasn't good enough to do that. I didn't have the temperament to do that either.
You mean a lot of clubs in the water? You say things like that?
Well, not too many. But a lot of golf balls went in the water. That was part of the problem.
Okay.
And, it wasn't until senior year in high school. I was playing ball all the time. You and I were talking about that on the phone a few days ago, that we were out playing ball all the time, and I mentioned that, you know, with all the time we spent, we should have been better at it.
That's
but, you know, playing
sure.
playing baseball, playing golf, playing basketball, hockey, and I was mediocre to halfway decent at each of them. And it wasn't until senior year in high school when I didn't run on the cross-country team. Purpose for that was to get into shape for basketball. And I really hated running cross country. And somebody approached me and said, hey, would you like to be in the school play or like to try out? You know, generally they're desperate for guys to be in the school play.
Right.
And I said, sure, okay, why not? Well, I wound up with a lead, and I said, oh, really? I could have been doing this all the time instead of running through the woods and playing ball? Wow, what a waste
bug.
Of high school.
You get the bug for it. That's what happens.
Oh, yeah. And I've had the opportunity to do a lot of plays post-college since then, which is great fun.
I got to ask you one question here just because I'm such a big fan. It's my favorite movie of all time, of course. But what role did you play in It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, I played Mr. Potter.
No.
Oh, man, what a great part to play.
That is fantastic.
The most miserable, rotten person. It was great fun.
And you acted, you actually say, yeah, and happy Merry Christmas to you, too, in jail.
Oh, sure. What a terrible character. Steals Uncle Billy's money.
I know.
And gets away with it.
You probably had a lot of people not talking to you when they do a meet and greet afterwards.
You know, I did several plays in a row, and I played the bad guy in each one.
Right.
I played Scrooge in the musical version of it, of A Christmas Carol, and I played these, and I played a villain in another play, and the people, I think, started to think, wow, maybe he really liked that.
Mm-hmm. So let's say
that it meant I did a good job, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean that is great. I see your list of places that you and things that you had with your theater experience, with all your lead roles. Now you wind up going to college. You got two degrees, right? I believe here two master's degrees. Where did you go to college?
I went to college in Westminster in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And then I got my master's at University of Bridgeport in Connecticut.
Oh, okay. So now you come out of college, and you become, a high school math teacher then first?
Yeah, I got right out of college, began and was teaching high school math. You know, I was only maybe 3 years older than some of the kids I had in class.
Yeah, I mean, you have such a list of different things. That's why I'm trying to just segue and then until we get to the books and we can expand on that.
Yeah, my resume
is
a lot.
Then you went into broadcasting full-time. You got a great voice for it, that's for sure.
I went teaching and went into broadcasting and did that. Well, I did it for about 13, 14 years, but full-time, about 10.
Right.
You know, with the morning guy and the program director, and so, you know, it was the, you know, goof around with the traffic guy, goof around with the weather.
Right.
Get in and out of the songs, play the contests, you know, the usual morning radio stuff.
Okay. Well, very interesting. You did go back to teaching again, too, and then you actually retired from the teaching in 2010, right?
2010, that's right.
So meanwhile, in between, because I played with you before 2010, you had a pretty, I heard your children would have to pull out pictures and actually look at you. You've had so many different things going for all those years. You worked part-time in government for 8 years. I won't even get into that because I think nowadays you get booed if you say you worked
well,
in government.
Well, my job was not political. It was a government job, but it was not, it really had nothing to do with politics. I was the public information officer for Putnam County, New York.
Oh.
Now that sounds maybe more impressive than it was.
Okay.
It was my job to report the county's response with respect to Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant. I made no decisions. The county executive made the decisions and told me, and then it was my job to explain them to the press.
Oh, very interesting. I've done that myself for different people I represented in court. I've given the impact statement at the end of the trials and things like that for the families. And it's very interesting to do, you know. And so you've done all this stuff, some background. You gave yourself a good background over here. That's for sure, to branch out into whatever you wanted. And we're going to be going to a hard break in a couple of seconds.
Okay.
We still got a couple seconds over here. So now, what did you play? Just give me a quick answer for this before we go on a break. What instruments did you play growing up?
I played the clarinet very badly in the high school and college band.
Okay.
Badly.
Okay.
Well enough to be in the band, but not well enough to be any good at it.
Okay, I understand that. Well, listen, hold that thought. We're going to come right back with Bob Stanhope. We're going to get into these crime books that he written, okay? So stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
If you're crying, what if? Oh, what if? So what will happen then if it don't go their way? Well, then.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Paperback Writer by the Beatles. We are back with musician, crime author, school teacher, and many, many other things. Bob Stanhope. And ladies and gentlemen, the song that you did hear when we came out of the first segment, that's one of the songs by Bob Stanhope. That song is simply titled What If. Now, coming out of the second segment, it's a song that's very near and dear to his heart, and you'll hear that as we come out of the second segment. But, Bob, interesting stuff here, very interesting. We we segue now. Music's going good for you. You've played solo. You've played duos, trios, quartets, octets. That's about as far as I know number-wise for musicians. But you've played a little bit of everything. And I can tell you, and our listeners out there that are musicians know that there's nothing like standing on a stage, even though whatever your day job is, me back then being a police officer and a PI now, and Bob's in the school, it's nothing like just playing, especially playing your originals. Bob, you tend to put, what's your percentage of original songs compared to cover songs? Play about 75?
Oh, it's morphed mostly into originals, depending on the venue.
But okay.
Generally, it's my own stuff or stuff I've written with a friend.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've read here some of the people you played with. You know, very, very nice. Very, very nice. In fact, you could be either, it says here that you've been likened to Weird Al Yankovic sometimes, too, with some of your...
Well, some of the material, depending on the venue,
right,
can be fairly silly. I recently played at First Night Danbury, which is a New Year's Eve thing. I played at that event many times over the years, and it's a lot of different performance things throughout the city, and for that I just kind of horse around the evening and just play a bunch of crazy material. So
yeah, you never run out of songs with your song list. I have people stood up and yelled, run out of songs.
Oh, man. Well, maybe if they do that, maybe I'd give me an idea for a song title for something.
That's right. Now, it says over here, which I like about you, the day job has changed, but his love of performing as a singer, songwriter, guitarist has not. Very nice thing to say. But now here comes the big question for Bob Stanhope.
Uh-oh.
Into the second segment over here. How the heck did you become a crime writer
that just finished his 11th book. Now, you got to tell me, was that something that goes back years, or did it just hit you one day?
You know, growing up, I liked the detective shows on TV, murder mysteries at the movie theater, even as a little kid, I liked those. And when I was old enough to appreciate them, to either read, you know, Raymond Chandler was one, but things of that genre. And I had thought up this character, oh man, years ago. I never did anything with it, and I thought, yeah, this might be an interesting character to have in a book, but I never did anything with it until I'd gotten fired at one of the radio stations I worked for.
Oh, okay.
And for folks who work in broadcasting, getting fired is kind of part of the deal. It may be because you did a bad job, may not have anything to do with your job. It may be that the station was sold and the new owner wanted new people. Or, as it happens over the last 10 to 15 years, you were replaced by a computer.
Right, right.
And that's what this situation was. We were all, the entire staff was replaced by a computer.
Wow.
It was right before Christmas, too, as a matter of fact. Yeah, Merry Christmas, you're all fired.
I know. So now, this character, did he start in book number one? Is he still in book number 11?
Yeah.
And what is his name?
Okay, the name of the character is J.P. Parker.
J.P., initials J.P. Parker?
Yeah, John Paul Parker.
John Paul Parker.
Right, but it's J.P. Parker in all of the books. And that's only his name because I just liked the rhythm of how it sounded.
Right. I'm just my whole staff is here, so yeah, give me a full rundown on J.P. Parker. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I just had to sneeze a minute there.
All right. Well, I may be doing that any second also. So
J.P. Parker. Okay. Did that name mean anything to you, or?
No, the only similarities to me is that he's left-handed and he likes baseball. Very little. Well, we're roughly about the same size.
And you said John Paul Parker. It stands for, or no?
Yeah, J.P. John Paul Parker. So this is a guy. The first book I wrote was in '97. Now, so I had him born in 1900.
Right.
So he's old, he's retired, he's in a wheelchair, and he gets connected with a young writer from the Daily News who comes up to interview him.
Okay.
And, you know, he's been in this apartment for most of his adult life in Soho in Manhattan, and the two of them hit it off very well. And the young writer says, you know, you've got an apartment filled with photographs of your life. The walls are just jammed with photographs of people, famous and otherwise. And he said, have you ever thought about telling the stories that go with these photos? So, with some rules for the young writer, some things that the old detective refuses to talk about, he says, yeah, I'm willing to do that. And so young writer brings recording equipment up, kind of browses the wall, finds a photo that he thinks is interesting, asks the old detective about the photo, and off they go on a story. So the first chapter is present day, and then the majority of the book is a flashback to this case from 1944 and 1950, wherever. And then the last chapter comes back to modern day, and the young writer can ask the old detective some questions about, okay, wait a minute, I didn't understand this, or whatever happened to that person, and then the loose ends, for the most part, can get tied up at the end of the book.
Oh, okay. Interesting. We're going to be going to a break in a couple of seconds here. But ladies and gentlemen listening, the series of novels revolve around J.P. Parker, a 100-year-old, longtime retired New York City private detective from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. The novels are his first-person recollections as told to a young writer who is compiling them into book form. They deal with his most notable cases and the famous people who have crossed his path. So stand by, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking more about these books, dig into it a lot more, but stand by. We'll be right back with Bob Stanhope.
Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway?
How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cause you had a bad day.
Your 2015 don't have many at all of having bad days. We wish everybody a joyous new year that we're in right now. We are back with Bob Stanhope. We've been playing his music on some of the breaks, and Bob is very popular across the United States. Or, well, wait a minute. He's very popular in New York State. Oh, well, wait a minute there. He's pretty huge in Portchester, New York, let's say.
I think I'm popular in my own house.
So, Bob, welcome back again. I'm intrigued with your novels here. What was the name of the first one you did, Bob?
Eye of the Hurricane.
Eye of the Hurricane, okay. And how long does it take you? Well, let's start with the first book. How long did it take you to do that first book?
You know, I'm not really sure, but on the first one, because I wasn't really sure that I could do it, so I had mapped out the whole story, this chapter, and I had it all completely sketched out totally in advance, and so in writing it, I basically just had to fill in the gaps that I'd left in my notes. You know, 4 or 5 months, maybe not that long. I'm trying to think how long. I was unemployed about 5 months before I picked up another radio gig. And it may have been done during that gap, that 4 or 5 month gap.
Okay. Now, on your books, do you have, what is he investigating? Is he doing murders? Is he doing, little bit of everything?
But generally, in the first one, he gets hired by this washed-up Broadway actress because the daughter is getting married and she wants her estranged husband, or the daughter wants the estranged father to come and give her away at the wedding. At least that's what the detective is told.
Right.
That turns out to be not at all what the heck is going on. The detective easily finds this estranged father who wants nothing to do with anything, and detective goes back to the motel. He said, well, that was easy. It took me 2 days to find this guy. It was easy. Somebody breaks into the hotel and beats the tar out of him and says, get out of here. You'll wind up like the last guy.
He said, Bob, you have done your books from book one right through 11. You self-published them yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's a very good idea. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear a lot about that. Just like a recording artist. I know I've worked with some, not as a musician, but I've worked with some of the biggest stars as doing some security for them. And many of them are doing their own CDs now in their studios in their own houses. And, one
fella had told me he had made one of the big companies millions and millions of dollars over the last 25 years. And he got to the point where he said, no, I can do this myself. I can sell them myself. All the places I play, all the venues that I go, these sold-out stadiums, I can sell them that way. So you've seen a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, are doing books themselves. You know, it's nice. My Rogue Town was a published novel, but Rogue Town 2 is going to be self-published. And the reason for that is it's not that the publisher didn't want it. He would take it in a minute. I just rather do it that way this time around because I think with the name the book has gotten and the publisher not doing, you know, things that I couldn't do, let's say, I would rather do that way. So that's what's happened. I just wanted to give a little explanation of that, Bob, to the people. They may wonder why and not know, be it in the music business or in the book business. But I love some of the names you've got over here. Black and White and Dead All Over is one of the names of your book.
Yeah,
the Other
yeah.
Cheek. The one I like the best here is Oslay, S-L-A-Y. Oslay, Can You See? Is that the one you just finished or no? Or has that one been
that's
out already?
That's number 10.
That's number 10.
The one I just finished and I need to go through it. I want to edit it one more time. It's called Follow the Money.
Follow the Money.
That's not
okay.
Available. That you won't see that on my website yet because I haven't uplinked it yet.
Okay. So what we'll do when we get to the fourth segment, we're going to talk about how people can reach you, whether it's a music gig, so to speak, or how can they buy their books, your websites. I don't know if you're on Facebook, I know, Twitter, whatever else. We'll give all those different things how the people can reach you.
But now, the website is really easy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it. It's very, very nice, very nicely done and very easy, which is nice. A lot of people have always asked me, Bob, when you got that first book, Eye of the Hurricane, when you actually got that box either sent to your home or you've gone to pick it up someplace, what was that feeling when you opened up the book? I did it with Rogue Town. I just stared at the cover. I opened up the book. I took out the first copy, and I just looked at it. I had already seen it at the publishing house, but it's something to get them in the mail, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you opened it up, you think, wow, I actually did this. Right?
Right.
Is that how you felt?
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. It's such a good feeling, you know?
My high school English teacher would be amazed.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, Bob, a lot of people, and let me ask you this question because this helps a lot of people. A lot of people are listening to the show all across the country. I think we have an affiliate even as far as Anchorage, Alaska, if we still have that. But, you know, people listen to the shows, and you meet people all the time, especially you now with these books. They say, Bob, oh, man, someday I want to write a book. What do you say to the people out there that just want to write, whether they want to do a string of stories or they want that one book about something in their life? I would say to them myself, and I want to get your opinion, I would say, hey, do it. Don't look back on it when you're 90 and you're about to expire and say, I should have wrote those books I wanted to do. How do you feel about
exactly
that?
Exactly right. Just I hate to be doing a Nike commercial here, but just right. Do it. And the nice thing about the way I've self-published these, the company I've used is Lulu. I'm sure there's other ones, but the one I'm familiar with is Lulu.
Okay.
You know, LULU.com.
Right.
You don't have to order any of them. You can self-publish it for nothing. The only thing you pay for is if you get a copy. But I can put the book, make the books available as soon as I uplink them to that site. They are available to everybody.
Mm.
But you do have to kind of write them before you uplink them. And just sit down and do it. I mean, nobody knows what you're doing. Nobody knows if you're having trouble with it or if you've gotten three chapters into it and you say, wow, this is terrible, I'm going to stop. Nobody will know other than you.
Right.
And you know, my wife suggested that I write down, do some other books. She said, you know, I've heard these crazy stories from your childhood. Why don't you do a book of those? I did that. And because working in radio, was a lot of fun, but it was strange. I worked with crazy people, myself included, for many years in radio, and I wrote a book about those radio stories. I changed the names of the people in the book just because maybe they wouldn't want these stories. There's nothing that horrible in it, but I changed the names of the people just the same. And, you know, they're available on the site also. And those are the ones my wife really likes. She's not all that interested in the murder mystery. She likes the memoirs with all the crazy stories.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, to each their own. I mean, I do know Bob. I've learned so much over the last several years from doing TV shows and everything, be it crime shows or crime books, fiction or nonfiction, are tremendous sellers. People are always want that. They want to get through chapter five and know in their head, okay, I got it all figured out, and then be found wrong by the time chapter eight comes around. And they seem to sell really good all the time. I always keep track of where my book stands, let's say, on the top book list, let's say in the top 100 of each category, be it organized crime or true crime or whatever it may be.
Yep.
So it's interesting to do. We're going to come back with a couple more questions for you, Bob, from listeners, and then we're going to talk about how people can reach you and get hooked up with you to buy your book, you have CDs out for sale?
I have CDs,
okay.
Yep.
We can talk about that too. So ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We'll be right back with crime writer Bob Stanhope. A 60-hour work that she can do to get another head. I want a million more than 30 dollars she's ever said. She's a velvet steamroller, they better get out her way. If I could talk to her a minute, here's what I'd want to say.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Blues, one of the best police shows I've ever seen. Now, I'm reminiscing here a little bit. We are back with crime writer Bob Stanhope. Bob, a question for you. I've asked this to many of the people that have been on the show that are writers, especially fiction crime writers. You know, with my book, it kind of went chapter by chapter. Not that it was easy for myself and the writer to do, but it was pretty easy to remember. Okay, I know what happened that year. I was put undercover. I know what happened the next year. With your book, and I've loved to ask this of people, when you're writing fiction, you do a couple chapters. And I had a fellow on my show. I'm trying to think of his name. I can't think of it right now, but he while on a trip to Paris, France with his wife, would walk around a lot in the daytime and just think about what his character is going to do next. He did writing while he was in Paris and things of that nature. How do you figure out in your head where you want to go with this guy, number one? And number two, how am I going to make it where the people aren't turned off by chapter five and they want to close the book?
Yeah, the hardest part of doing these is, at least for me, is to make sure that it really moves along and that you play fair for the reader so that you're giving them clues so when they get to the end, it doesn't come out of left field. I hope there's a surprise or two along the way, but you can't introduce a character at the end and say, oh, there's the killer that did everything, and
right.
you've cheated the reader, or you've cheated the person watching the movie. And we've all read books like that, and mm-hmm. we've all seen movies like that where, you know, they either didn't have a good idea of how to connect the dots, or they just ran out of time. I don't know what happened,
right.
But they kind of cheated at the end, and I feel that way when I read one like that. That, oh man, I had no way to play along with the book or guess or have fun with the story.
Yep. Yep.
And
yeah, that is good. Yeah,
they're all first person, so you know this guy has survived the book.
Yep.
But you're not sure in what shape he survived, and you don't know what's happened to the other characters either.
Okay, that's right. That's right. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the name I was trying to think of before was E.J. Simon, who had a top seller with Death Never Sleeps. In fact, he's collaborating with me now on my next book, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's a good title. I like that a lot.
Yeah, Death Never Sleeps, yeah. And, Bob, now, before we run out of time, let's tell our listeners, everybody get a piece of paper and a pencil, how they can get in touch with you, your websites, everything, be it music.
Okay, well, the website is all they need to get in touch with me, because everything branches off that. All the music, the different musical groups I've been in, all of that comes off the one site. So it's my name, BobStanHope.com. And everything's there. And
right.
You can read a little blurb about each of the books. Now, they go in order, kind of, sort of. Each story is self-contained. But there is a little trail that follows through the story from one to another. I don't know that starting at the first is necessary. If you see a blurb about one of the books and you say, oh, this one starts with baseball? Oh, I like that. Maybe I'll read the one about baseball first.
Right.
Well, whatever.
That's right.
Or this one is about a Broadway play, or this one's about a movie. Maybe I'd like that better. And all you have to do is you go to the button on the top of the page, it says novels, and then you click on the little red H-E-R-E by each description, and it'll take you right to where you can order the book, either as a soft cover or as an e-book.
Wow, very, very interesting. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have anybody to buy a present for that you know loves crime books, be it fact or fiction, be it real or fiction, pick them up, a couple of these books. It's a great gift, and they'll be happy. They'll thank you for it, especially if they read this stuff.
Oh, come on. Come on, Vito. I'm a senior on fixed living. Have them buy 1,000 books.
Yeah.
About a fixed income.
Yeah, let's help them out. You see, we don't want to
buy 1,000 of them. Come on.
But, no, I mean, I'm excited. I got to hook up with Bob and at least get one of these to read myself. I love it. I'm just going to see what it's about and speak more intelligently about his books. And that is great. And this came as a surprise to me, Bob, after so many years of actually seeing, well, I learned about this on Facebook, reading about you writing, well, I'm doing this and I'm so far through this next book. I said, let me call
I'm serializing one of them on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the
yeah.
idea for doing that was to get some interest in the stories.
Of course.
And, hey, it worked. What do you know?
Of course. Let me ask you a question I ask every guest on my show.
Okay.
In the last segment. With all the things you've done, and you've really done a lot of things in your career, very nice things, helping kids, the whole bit. What is still out there, 5, 7, 10 years from now, Bob, what is still out there that you would like to do that you haven't done yet?
You know, I hope that I can still go out, you know, and play music. You know, I was in a rock band for 7 years. Two of the guys moved away. We replaced one of them, but there's not much of a rock band without a drummer. So we were talking with this fella who seems interested, and, you know, we're going to get together in a week or so and kind of kick things around and see where that goes. You know, it would be nice 10 years from now that, you know, we could still be out, go out there and do some gigs and play some music. That'd be great.
Yeah, that is nice. It is nice. folks, when you're a musician and you've been a musician for many years, I can tell you it stays with you. I love my career, love being a cop and being a private detective now for 25 years. But I have to say my first love has always been music.
Vito, I bet this is true for you, that when you go out and you get to play some music somewhere, you appreciate it more now than you did 30, 40 years ago.
Oh, much more, much more. And I'll just end with this because we got to close. All those years back then, I did it also for the money, because every penny I made had to go to pay bills with five kids and the whole bit. Now it's not even the money's not even involved. So,
right.
So folks, we're gonna close here with Bob Stanhope. Check out his website; easy to navigate through that. And Bob, thank you again. Really enjoyed learning more about you. And ladies and gentlemen, pick up the books; they're going to be excellent books for you. So thank you, Bob. So until we meet again next Sunday night, good night and God bless.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.